for splendid aggressive action, sound tactical doctrine, and obviously well-trained individuals. General Lee expressed his confidence that future tests will reveal further indications of excellent training and leadership. Easy moved from Sturgis to Camp Breckinridge, Kentucky, where there were barracks, hot showers, and other luxuries. But the camp was overflowing, and once again it was the little pup tents for sleeping quarters, the ground for a mattress. It did not last long, as most of the men got 10-day furloughs, and shortly after they reported back, the entire division took trains to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. It was immediately obvious that Bragg was a staging area as the division prepared to ship overseas. The food was better, there were beds in barracks with hot showers and other improvements, but the real giveaway was a total re-outfitting. The men got new clothes, new weapons, new gear. They spent their days on the firing range, sighting in the rifles and machine guns. Where they were going, east or west, the European, Mediterranean, or Pacific theater, no one knew. Rumors flew from platoon to platoon. Bets were made. On weekends, the men went into Fayetteville to prime the pump at the town pump, one of the local bars. Brawls were frequent. Most were started by the paratroopers, who would pitch into the regular soldiers stationed at Bragg. They also goaded the glider troops, who were part of the 101st. The glider troops were regular soldiers assigned to the glider regiment. Although they were airborne, they were not volunteers and were treated by the Army as second-class men. They did not receive the $50 per month bonus. They had no special badges. They did not wear boots and blouse trousers. Some of them made up posters showing photographs of crashed and burned gliders with a caption that read, "Join the glider troops. No flight pay, no jump pay, but never a dull moment." A few members of Easy went down to the airfield at Bragg to take a ride on a glider. The experience of landing in one of those plywood crates convinced them that jumping with a chute was a better way to land. When General Lee made a glider flight, the landing fractured several of his ribs. "Next time I'll take a parachute," he remarked. "We told you so," the glider troops shouted. In July 1944, the glider men finally got the hazardous duty bonus of $50 per month and a special insignia. In mid-August, the division assembled in regimental formation. A band played "Over There."